good people. Welcome to my webcast. I'm sorry that I've been off a number of days. You know, just have so much stuff on my website. And when it comes to clearing it out, I had the house painted and I feel real good. Wait a minute. I put on my Facebook page, I chose green because they are living colors. The foreman of the paint job told me today that he thought that I was making a big mistake. But look at how it makes me feel. You see, when you know what you like, you must go ahead with it. I was right. Now I'm getting ready for the summer. And you know, as I looked at that today, I saw that my good friend James Edward Wesley wrote and said in response to that, and James, you're absolutely correct. He said, everyone has an affinity for certain colors that allows them to relax. Every person, should try an environment featuring his favorite colors. That's right. Get in that. If you like green, go to an arboretum. They ain't got nothing but flowers and everything else there. I'm telling you. Welcome. Grover Washington is going to lead me off. I'm going to be breaking in and out of this. And I want to say hello to Ron, my friend up in the northern country of Canada. Ron, you got to give me a call. I love you more than you love me, brother. Hey, I'm telling you. And Ron, hug them kids. Say hello to your family for me. Let them know that PJ just be digging them. Grover, Washington. Nice number here. Call. Open up your mind. Open your mind. Open it up. Open it up. Open it up. Open it up. Grover, Washington. From an album called Skylarkin. Skylarkin. Grover. Blow. 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 Brainwashed by foolishness. Come on. Open it up now. That's it. Yeah. Do a little two-step. You married? Grab her. Grab her. Grab her. Do that two-step back and forth. Do that two-step. You know, Ward. Yeah, you're not a worm on the docket. You're just a plug to put in the socket. I know it's right. Yeah. Talk. Washington from an album called Skylarkin. That's right. Thought I'd play a little Grover for you on this wonderful Monday evening. Isn't it a great Monday evening? And in Los Angeles, the sun is out. Right now, it's about, let's see, about 6:24 in the evening, and the sun is setting high, and the heavens are getting ready to drop down into the Pacific Ocean on the west side of everything. I was on my Facebook, and I saw Carlotta. I saw Carlotta with her sisters there. Cece, yes, yes. She said, I love our sisterhood. A few are missing from the photo. And you know what? I love her husband being involved in that brotherhood. It's a wonderful thing to have a sisterhood, and it's a wonderful thing to have a brotherhood, too. And it's good that you magnify both of them. You don't have to agree with everything that they're saying, but I love this world that I'm living in, that we can coincide, all right? Get along real good. Can we all just get along? I see my friend Brad, and where's he at? He's in Old Town, and he's having dinner with a Filipino friend of his. Man, I love to see pictures of these guys just loving each other and taking care of each other, being friends to each other. I like Facebook. It keeps me in contact. Wait a minute. I'm just scrolling down, and I see a picture of Greg Ellis. Yeah, he updated his profile picture with his lovely wife. I remember, I didn't think that Greg would ever get married. I didn't. And Greg, if you're listening to the webcast, I didn't think that you'd ever get married, but you married and you had children and God is still blessing you. And I'm just heads over heels about that. I am fantastically happy. If Lucy was alive, she'd be manifestedly blessed. I'm telling you. June, thank you for sending me those wonderful pictures of beautiful cabins out in the woods and things like that. I am always glad to receive that. And Zerix, yes, it's football again, baby. Daniel's turn. Daniel is Zerix's smallest son, and he has him now on the gridiron, and he's going to be watching him. And that's what summer is all about, you know, taking care of things like that. I like that. Ooh, this sun is very bright. Let me close the Lucy Coleman studio blinds here a little bit. He was shining right in my face and giving me a little problem. Hey, you see that picture of my daddy on my website? The reason that I put that there is it should be obvious. I pay homage to whom homage is due. I learned how to think correctly about things through having a daddy that corrected me. I know that sounds antithetical to young people today, but you learn what's correct and incorrect when you have daddy there hollering at you, shouting at you. Let me give you a prime example. I had one young man was over here, and I told him, I said, this young man I don't trust because, number one, he's homeless, and you loaned him a little bit of my shirts here, and I didn't tell you to do that, and you just freely giving yourself to this person. And I said, I would rather you not invite anybody into my home lest I know it. Well, I came home last night from being out with a couple of friends all day, and we just had a jamming time, and he had this man in my house. I walked in the house. As soon as my eyes met him, I just said, get out. And the young man said, you don't have to say, everybody has to but me. See, that's what being in charge of everything. Everybody has to but me. If you paying the deed, if you paying the rent, if you putting the food in there, if everybody has to but you. That's what my daddy taught me. That's why, you know, the young man said, what's wrong with you? I thought this house was about love. Yes, but everybody has to but me. See, do you get it? Do you get it? And you know what? I don't have to quote a Bible verse. You can go in any culture, in any country, and that's the way it's going to be. Everybody got to but me. That's what daddy going to tell you. That's what authority's going to tell you. All right, COVID's over. Everybody's getting out there, and you're clicking your heels, and out there buying hamburgers, cotton candy, popcorn, soda pops, double, triple-sized burgers and everything with air, without cheese. And you're out there eating and playing and going to the bars and sitting next to each other and talking about Dr. Fauci and Biden and his wife, Dr. Biden. And then you probably got Obama on your side, and you're happy because he's writing books and he's making more money. And looky here, they got jobs all around the country. You can go out and get a job almost anywhere. If I want to be a busboy, busting tables in a restaurant, they'd hire me. America is opening back up. Can you believe that? Opening back up. Well, I'm going to let Grover take me into another cut from this album. Skylarkin. Skylark, blue dee 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 dee. Here's a number called Bright Moments, because I think that's what it is right now. I'm having a bright moment, and let me take the time out to do what I do all the time. I want to thank my creator, God in heaven, for creating me and making me the man that I am. No, he didn't make me like you. I don't want to be like you. I don't want to think like you. I don't want to respond like you. I don't want to react like you. When God made me, those genes and chromosomes were perfect when he put it together. And that's why I want to play, ooh, Bright Moment. And who is this by? Of course you know who it's by. Wait a minute. Grover Washington Jr. from his album, Skylarkin, Bright Moment. Grover, blow to me. Well, of a groove in the background. I have a scroll on my Facebook, and it's me sitting behind the wheel of a 1971 Toyota Corolla that I bought off of the showroom floor at Beverly Hills Toyota, which was on Wilshire Boulevard, just west of La Cienega. It was 1969. I had purchased the used 1969 Toyota Corolla, and the new ones had come out, and I thought that the styles were just stunning. So I bought the car, and it was my routine every Saturday morning to wash the car in the back of where my apartment is. That's a picture of me sitting behind the wheel. If you go to my Facebook page, Lucy took that picture, my wife. The kids were little. You can see them as you scroll up or down on this scroll. But look at me. Look at that look. Look at that look. Does that look like a person strung out on drugs? Does that look like a person that wanted to cuss his wife out every day? No, she was too beautiful. And I couldn't believe she loved me like she did. Because I never was a very kind of a overly manly guy. I wasn't, come here, baby, give me that stuff. I wasn't like that. Never been like that. I've always respected females, ladies that live in a way to be respected. Look at that look on the face. I remember the yellowish shirt that I had on. She bought it for me. She bought me a set of three. I used to love wearing those t-shirts. Young, married, just start having babies. While working for the city, I required an automobile. Lucy was also working alongside me. And as she was expanding the family, my responsibility, because you see, guys, I knew it. My responsibility was to make sure that she was able to be safe while driving through the busy streets of Los Angeles. As I said, I went to Beverly Hills Toyota and purchased right off of the showroom floor a brand new Toyota Corona, four-door, green in color with black upholstery, our first of many cars as a citizen of society. I felt it a duty to let my wife have the newer car, and I drove the older 62 Chevy to work that my father had bought off the junkyard, put an engine in it. What am I saying, guys? God, I miss glancing in her eyes. Ooh. Hey, those of you that got wives and babies, I swear you need to take some time and look in their beautiful eyes. See the beauty. I'm sitting here in the studio named after my wife. Can you believe that? Lucy Coleman Studio. I'm sitting in here thinking about her looking at me when she snapped that camera. Oh. I'm telling you. I'm gonna go on back to Grover because, see, I'm just having a wonderful time. Grover ended up. We're gonna continue with Grover right now from another album that he did a number of years ago, and I guess he made this tribute to Marvin Gaye. And you know what Marvin Gaye was famous for, that inner city blues when Marvin came out. Brother, brother, we don't have to worry. Sister, 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 you know what I mean? So what I'm going to do is I'm going to play the title track from Grover Washington's album, Inner City Blues. Ah, there's the bongo drums. I remember those, yeah. I hear the ambulance. Yeah. y'all get happy. The summer's upon us. Hey. I shouldn't have did that. Grover back on. Look, I hit the wrong button. This is what I was trying to do when I was fading that down. Let's go back to that time, to that place, to that space back in the day. Enjoy the music of the past, because what it does is it brings you into the atmosphere of history. Every instrument. Listen to that guitar. Let him talk to you. Come on. Marvin lives. Yes, he do. All right. Ah. Yeah. I just received a text from a young man. A young Filipino friend of mine said, "Hey, PJ, are you free Saturday around 3:30 to 6:30? I just texted him back and said, "Yep." because I never turned down. Ah, he says, cool. I'll come by your place around then. So he says that he works nights now, so he'll be rested by then. And he usually wake around 2 p.m. and he'll bring me a snack. And I'm just gonna say, fantastic. I am so happy. That's the way I live now, people. You know what? A lot of older people like myself, oh my God, I'm gonna be alone. No, you're not. Not if you contact with people, not if you touch them, not if you stay in touch with them. I told this young man, he kind of like broke his lower leg, and I said, no, you got a beautiful body, and what you need to do is go to the gym and work that sucker, pull the muscles, do all that stuff. And he did. And he says, look at this, PJ. And I said, ooh, yeah, you keep on doing that. Yeah. One of my college students taught him philosophy years ago. We stay in touch with each other and just enjoy life. Are you enjoying life? Are you trapped in a zone? And then he says, have a wonderful week ahead. And I'm going to say, you bet. That number there, that was Grover Washington from the album Inner City Blues. A nice cut. I like it. Kind of wild, kind of exciting and everything like that. But that's the way Marvin was. As a matter of fact, you can go to, and that squeaking, that womp, 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 that's a ceiling fan going here in the Lucy Coleman studio. If you heard on the news, it's kind of like drought weather here on the West Coast, very hot. And I just wet up my garden. I don't know when I'm going to plant these seeds for these vegetables and whatnot. But let me share with you why I'm so excited. I am excited because God seems to be keeping me in the propaganda of telling people that life can be better if they put their faith, personal trust in a living deity, which is called God. A lot of my religious friend thinks that I've kind of like fallen off the wagon because I'm not gonna push the teaching of a Trinity that I can't explain. I'm not going to try to justify all of the 12 disciples having British names. Doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense at all. Because the people in that part of the world is Sahib, Quahua, and Yahaja, but we got Peter, James, John, Andrew, Bartholomew. It's kind of hard to put your mind around it. Now, when I was a younger man, I believed that, because that was the faith or the religion that was thrown in my face or put before me. Okay? All right? You don't believe me. You're on my Facebook thing right now, right? And you're scrolling down where it says, I was working as a shipping clerk in a publishing company. This was my flat on West Venice Boulevard. I married Lucy, and she moved in with me, and my two daughters were conceived on that L-shaped bed there. That's right. Delia and Leslie were conceived. I'm not ashamed to say it. I got a picture of it. I know what took place in that bachelor apartment. It was one room and a little sidebar for a kitchen and a bathroom. And it had a beautiful patio up on the top of the roof because it was built over a plumbing company. A white guy had a plumbing company. I forget the name of it. But he had four bachelor apartments upstairs. He did good. He had the plumbing company there and the four bachelor apartments. I was just moving out of my daddy's house. I was about 23 years old, had just gotten out of the Army. And yes, I did. I served 2 years. And my new wife took that picture of me. And she, as I said, beautifully set me up in history forever. Man, life has been a beautiful experience, and the apartment was in my name alone. Now, check it out. Check it out. I'm not finished. You got to read it. In that I rented it before I was married. So the apartment was in my name. Guys, I didn't need my wife to help me get no apartment. I didn't need her to co-sign on anything that I did. I owned my own car, a 1963 Chevy Corvair. My rent was about $148 a month. I think something like that. I could afford the place. Looking at life today, I just said, wow. But if I'd been working and going to school and making money, I just got through paying a pretty penny to have my house painted. Yeah, paid the guy today. He came by here. I said, here, isn't that wonderful? Why did I do it? You know why I did it? Because I love my daughters. Because I want my daughters to have this, and it's going to be a heritage. They may have to end up paying it off, but it's going to be in real good shape. Because if you're a parent, you're going to continue to work for the endowment of your children. That's very important for you to do. Oh, let me stop preaching and find me another number to listen to. I like this one. Let's see what a Grover does with Mercy, Mercy Me. He's playing Marvin Gaye, Grover Washington, Inner City Blues. Yeah. Surprise for you. I've been telling you people out there that I have my boys call me all the time. And here's a man that I love dearly because he's been a part of my life for, ooh. Reggie, what's going on?
Oh, nothing much. I'm just sitting back at work.
Man, ain't that something? This man is over 50 years old and he's at work. See, now that is stimulation for young men. Why do you go to work, Reggie, when you don't have to?
Because I love money and I got multiple sclerosis and I want to keep moving.
Yeah, but wouldn't it be easy for you to just lay your ass up at home and collect a check?
No, I don't know how to sit back and do nothing.
Well, it seems like most of the young black men in our community look like they're just sitting back doing nothing.
Well, I told you before, this new generation, you get them a job sleeping, they'll wake up and quit. They'll wake up and quit. No problem, sleeping. I don't want to sleep no more. Don't make no sense.
I know you're right about it. I know you're right. Yes, I'm just enjoying this summery weather here in Los Angeles, Reg. What does PJ do for you? Because you often try to tell me, maybe if you shared with others, somebody will contradict you. But what do you see in me? Why? What is it?
Well, when I come deal with you, like if I have any type of problem, you talk to me, you give me nothing but godly counsel. Not only godly counsel, you give me just legitimate counsel of how I should go down or how I should react and so on and so on. But most of the time, you have never told me nothing wrong. I mean, like when you gave me the non-negotiable, that is the most powerful thing you ever gave me, and I use it, and it really works. It's non-negotiable.
And it keeps your blood pressure down, doesn't it?
Oh, man, without a doubt. Without a doubt.
That's right.
I don't even want to talk about it. I only want to talk about it. It's non-negotiable.
You see,
I don't care. It's non-negotiable. It's nothing to talk about.
Right.
There's nothing to talk about. I spoke my piece. There it is right now. Take it or leave it.
Now, you know what? When you do that, and you know what? When I was pastoring you guys, that's all I was trying to say. I was giving you the godly principle that God would give a man. When a man got his mind made up about how his life is supposed to go, he is not negotiating with anyone about that life. That's right. Reggie, it's good to hear from you, man. I'm going to finish this webcast. Got about 20 more minutes, and I'll get back at you, all right?
All right, no problem. Have a good one.
All right, man. Love you much. That happens all the time. All the time. Just calling me. People calling me. Now, the ones that won't call me and think I'm out of my mind, I'm not out of my mind. I'm not sitting over here around this house trying to, look at this. Phone is constantly, I'm 77 years old, and my phone is still ringing. And you know what? Some of you are giving up because the people in living quarters with you act like they're not loving you. You know what? The government told me to stay in a whole year, and that's what I did. I stayed my behind in the house because I was hiding from the coronavirus. Now I'm out there. Guess what I'm doing? I'm still wearing my face mask. I'm still wearing it. I'm not taking it off. I was in the car driving home yesterday, and the guys in the car said, "Why you got your mask on?" I said, "Well, number one, I'm out here at the beach, and I see these low clouds overhead, and the air done got cold, and it's going in my lung, and there ain't nothing but wall-to-wall carpet people on the beach. They're all coughing. They're all breathing. And I'm going to listen to Dr. Fauci, and I'm going to put my mask on because I want to live till I'm 100 years old." Hey, let me scroll on down on the Facebook. We should call this the Facebook scroll. This next picture down here is my brother Ross when he was a little whippersnapper with his arm around light-skinned Nancy. She stayed in the Will Rogers Project. They were government Quonset huts converted into small apartments, one-story deals, where now the Will Rogers Memorial Park sets on 103rd and Central Avenue in Los Angeles. I remember Ross with that striped shirt on that day, and he told me, "I like Nancy. She cute." Ross only liked Nancy because she was a light-skinned sister. But I remember her mother. God rest her soul, her mother's probably gone now, but she looked just like her mother. And Ross just liked that Nancy. Now look at the picture below that one. That's Donna, my sister. I have to go to my Facebook page, all right? That's Donna, my sister. And Donna has no mental recollection of our mother at all. Donna's doing well. She was slightly hit by a car in Chicago. She lives in Chicago. But this is a lovely picture. I put it up. And that's the way I remember my kid sister, Donna. Just lovingly. And she was here to visit us a couple of weeks ago in Los Angeles. She stayed about a week with my brother Ross. Now, the picture right under that is the reason why I'm here. I am the firstborn of John, not Marianne, because Marianne had a daughter from another man, Eleanor, my sister Eleanor Diane. Beautiful. She's passed on. So I am daddy's firstborn. And it's kind of nice to know that you're the firstborn, and the firstborn was a guy. I didn't come out the way daddy wanted me to come out. He would have wanted me to be more athletic and involved with things like that, but I wasn't inclined. Nah, I never was. What a great picture. They were getting ready to go out. But my dad is, ooh. He taught me everything that I know. And I remember one day I was in the car with him. And I heard the DJ playing Ray Charles. And it was the jazz station in Long Beach, K-Jazz it is now. And they were playing it. And I said, Daddy. And he said, what, boy? And I said, how do I get a job like that? And he said, a job like what? Just, he's sitting in front of a microphone just talking and listening to good music. And they pay him for that? And my daddy said, yeah. And the more records he plays, they give him more money. And if you, I said, that's what I want to do. Now, you guys listen to me. That was about, I'm 77 now. I had to be around 9 or 10 years old. Okay? So that's well over 50 years ago that I said that. And here I am talking at a big mic, talking with you in the year 2021, encouraging you. And some of you weren't even born when I was a teenager yet. Now, if you can't praise God for that, I don't know what you could praise him for, because God is worthy to be praised. Look at that tie my daddy got on. Isn't that a nice tie? Boy, you sure could dress. And that wide lapel DB, which buttoned it right down there where your zipper starts zipping up. I remember that because those were kind of like zoot suits that they wore back in the day. Keep on scrolling down, because that's what I want you to do. And I'd like to tell you these live stories of what's going on. My wife took that picture of me. I think she did, yeah. I don't think we were married then. She came by to visit me. And I had this little flop-down record player, and I loved to play my records. And I still have some of those albums. My fingerprints still are not on that vinyl. Oh, I was 23. You guys got history? You guys got history? Now, let me give you this one that I put up on May 31st sometime. Today on my side, I tell the story of how difficult it was for LGBT men and women live back in the 60s. Life stories in the real as I reflect on this national holiday. That was for the national holiday, but let me go to my website and let me explain something to you, what it was like. Yeah, my daddy's at the top of that page. See, back in the day, let me turn off this fan because it's starting to annoy me, but it was hot. It's getting hot in Los Angeles. It's getting hot. Wait a minute, let me stand up. And I got on all this equipment. And so I just got to hit the light switch. Wait a minute. There we go. There we go. Oh. Now let's see what I hear. Much better instead of all that. But when you look at the website, I just have so much stuff on it. Web server people told me, John, you gotta straighten it out. I don't know how to straighten it out. All I know how to do is when I have a good mind to talk, I come on and start doing talking to you, because I know that you guys fall into the same quandary that I fall into. Depression, loneliness, wondering if you're doing the right things, wondering if God is still there because the church looks like a circus. I mean, look, I was talking with a guy yesterday, and he said, why are you looking so down? I said, I don't want people to think that I've thrown away my faith in God and stuff like that because I don't give acquiescence to church stuff anymore. You have to realize that when I hear a good choir singing a nice song about Jesus and everything, I start crying and rocking to the right and to the left too. It moves me deep down in my soul. I can't help it when they sing about the love that God has for me, that he shed his blood on Calvary. Hey, listen, I can't prove it. I got a new young black friend of mine telling me that if you study African history, you see those fantasies that the man is placed in the Bible to only use those things, to use it as a tool to enslave me to his insanity. But what I have found, that what God has done for me in real time, when I was married to Lucy, when I raised my kids, when I moved from job to job, when I had my open heart surgery, you can go back on my website and listen to me talking to you before they cut into my chest and hear what I said. And then look at me now. Come back fully strong. Mind is equipped. I don't have anything like dementia or Alzheimer's. And God is to be praised. I'm not going to stop praising God for that. God is the one that gives me health. God is the one that gets... Listen, I don't have any money. I got a few $1,000s for my retirement. I should have held on to that and bought a ticket and gone on a cruise, huh? No, you crazy? I'm going to fix my house up because I got to live in this thing until I die. And I want people to see, not me, but when they pass by the house, because I'm the only greenhouse on the block, I'm the only greenhouse in this area. And it's going to make an impression every time they see me. If they see me out there raking the trash off the rocks, planting new flowers, they're going to say, there he is, that old black man. There he is. Man, I want to get me a little sign put up on my front lawn, and I'm just going to have www.johnecoleman.org. I'm going to have that sign put right there. That's the only advertisement I'm going to do. It's on my property. And then when people go to that website, they're going to say, this is that man. And they're going to listen like you guys are listening. And the ones that need God's Spirit to build them up and to encourage them about life will be blessed. I don't have to beg people to listen to me. The ones that don't need me never will need me because they're dependent upon other things, their money, their popularity, sex, the person living with them. Friend of mine drove up in my driveway today. He graduated from Fremont with me, my neighbor down the street. And check it out, he said, who did you use to do this? I said, the same people you used to do your house. Oh, did you tell them that I sent them to you? I said, no. But you could have got a discount. I said, I don't want to give the black man a discount. I want the black man to get top dollar for what he do to my house. See, black people did this. Because I say I love black people. Well, what the hell's wrong with me? I got a few $1,000s in retirement, put it in a black man's hand. Young black man came by my house and talked to me. I got to get my roof done. I'm trying to get a little bit more money to do that because I run out of money. But the house is beautiful. I'm beautiful. Damn it. Everybody come through here is beautiful, beautiful moments hanging out together. See, hey, that's the way it should be where you are. I'm thinking about Ron, man, because, man, up there in Canada, I can only imagine. Did you hear about what happened in Canada? Some crazy racist fool tried to run down a Muslim family. Oh, my God, killed a good number of them. Left a 9-year-old kid alive. Wiped out the whole family. Just raped the hatred, the redneck fools. These people are crazy. Opening up the border, man, we got enough room to take everybody. Yes, we do. And when you look at Southern California, guess who's doing all the work? Who do you think worked on my house and painted it? Black man may own the company, but it was Hispanics painting my house. That's right. And did a darn good job. I asked one of them, was he getting paid enough money for what he does? Of course he said no. He's right in line. He sounds like the American worker. Give him more so he can buy more. I don't buy more. I just spend more. And I spend a pretty penny on this house. You should see it in person. It looks like the green is living. I tell you, I get up in the morning and the sun is in back of my house, casting a long shadow on the front. When I stand in the shadow of the house, a warm feeling engulfs me. And then in the evening, as it is now, when the sun is getting ready to go down, it starts bubbling the paint on the front. It's just, oh, you know, it's like I'm on a vacation. I didn't have to go on a vacation. I painted my house. I'm in a new house. Every time I leave and get in the car and come back in the driveway, I am in a new house. Yes, that's what I do. I'm just here reminiscing. You guys want to hear some more music? It's 52 minutes of the hour, and I'm only going to do an hour. I was playing a little Grover Washington here. Let's do this, and then maybe I can sing along with that. It ain't no sunshine when you're gone. That's what Grover say. Grover say it ain't no sunshine when you're gone. Those of you that think that Grover Washington is dead, you don't understand. Well, he's alive. I got his music. I listen to him all the time. And the more I listen to him and I recognize him, and affirm him, and I'm not getting paid to do it. He lives on. And his sounds are in a living green house with the living man that can mention him, remember him. He is our ancestor of joy with the flugelhorns, just like Kel Jader is with the vibraphones, Miles Davis with the trumpet, Coltrane with his sax, Little Willie John with his voice, James Brown with his dance, and Hardcore My Dog with his begging. Hey, thank you for coming to the website. It's been great spending this last hour with you. And thank you, Ron. Your kind words, man, I really appreciate it, because it's like a shot in my arm. That's better than getting the COVID shot, what you told me, brother. And you know what? I can hardly wait. So let's talk with each other all the way from the United States to Canada, and let's catch up. That's what it's all about. And remember this, friends. Thank you, Reginald Culver, for calling me. Thank you, Mr. Rojas, for making that appointment, coming by. And for the rest of you that got guts enough to continue to put up with the old crazy man, hey, God bless you, and keep it going. Yeah.